You know what? Marcy and I love the Single Parent Scholarship Fund, love the collaboration and the partnership we have with them. And they have a deadline coming up, and it's their applications for the summer semester, and they're due online by March 15th. So if you're a single parent looking to further your education, you can receive up to $2,000 for school. Yeah, $2,000. The Single Parent Scholarship Fund of NWA, they empower families in Carroll, Madison, and Washington counties to become financially independent by earning a degree or a certificate. Get more information because this is a great organization. To do that, visit singleparentscholarshipfund.org to apply and to get that information. Once again, applications for summer semester are due online by March 15th.
Are you looking to make your wedding or event an amazing experience? Well, look no further. Brock Entertainment. We at Brock Entertainment are more than just DJs. We're entertainers. We are here to make your next wedding or event a memorable experience that everyone talks about. Brock Entertainment brings the highest level of experience, professionalism, and personality to your event that cannot be matched. So if you're looking for the most fun and best experience for your wedding or event, then give Brock Entertainment a shout at djbrockentertainment.com or on Facebook or Instagram. Brock Entertainment. It's all about the experience. Hey, it's Brock, and it's no secret that I love clothes. And every time I get new clothes and they don't fit just right, I take them to the only place that knows how to give me that perfect fit. Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers. From jeans to dress pants and wedding dresses to suit jackets, they can handle any alteration you need. They provide the best customer service, and the job's not done until it's done to your perfection. So if the clothes you're wearing aren't fitting your body just right, then take them to Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers, just off Highway 49 on New Hope. Lethal Lure Alterations, where you can always get the perfect fit. Are you looking for someone to handle your residential or commercial upholstery project? Look no further. Joe Ellis Upholstery and Ellis Fabrics has got you covered. Located on West McNally Road in Bentonville, they are a one-stop shop for custom upholstery and upholstery home decor fabric. If you're looking for fabric, Ellis Fabrics carries a large variety of in-stock and special order fabrics and provides design help and one-on-one customer service. Stop by Joe Ellis Upholstery and Ellis Fabrics today in Bentonville or online at joeellisupholstery.com and on Facebook.
Good morning!
Good morning!
Good morning,
everyone!
Good morning!
Wake up!
Good morning!
Morning!
Morning! Good morning!
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah!
Baby, it's a brand new day. Oh, ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same.
Welcome to the Brock and Marcy Show.
This is the third time we're welcoming them to our show.
So, we record this. Hold on now. And the first time we got about 3 minutes in, and I realized our guests did not have their mics on. So that's on me. So, let me introduce our guests, formerly of Star 101.5 Middays, and AAFF, which is Fashion Week. And now, inner form, give it up for Ro.
Hello.
There, now you can hear.
There she is.
Sitting right beside her on the couch. He mows my lawn. He's my friend. We've been trying to get him on the show since 2018.
Yeah.
Give it up for Mark DeWeese.
Good morning, everybody.
He's always working. So. And then sitting over here to my left in just a random chair, he has no mic, but you've heard him before, so you don't need to hear him again. Give it up for Dustin Williams, Dustin. 2014's sexiest man.
Ooh.
And
the beard.
In what magazine, Marcy? Shape magazine.
Shape.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. He was the only one wearing a shirt.
That's right.
Say, I'm sexy without a shirt.
The only one wearing a shirt. But welcome to the show, everybody. Another week. We are into February now. Almost a week into February, yikes. Believe it or not. So yeah. What do you got behind your head there?
Okay, so all the stuff that we brought from our studio from Star,
yeah.
I've got the Hustle and Heart.
Yeah. You tried to give that to me, and I said,
You wanted to throw it. You were like, I don't need that.
I don't need it.
I wanted it. I loved it. So that's mine now. I've got my caricature from John Huckabee. Mm-hmm. I've got our original, what do we call that? The album cover.
Right.
The poster that we did at the very beginning. And then I've got our best of the best when we won. a month or two ago.
Yeah. That really helped.
Just gonna throw that in there.
Well, that really helped us.
Yeah. What a way to go out.
When you become the best of the best in the morning show, that will catapult you to failure. Yeah. Right.
You're welcome, John and Deke. You guys can have the spot back.
Exactly. I brought all that stuff home with me as well, and then we had a burning party. And burned it all.
How'd that feel?
My good? Daughter loved it. Dad, yeah. What can we use to start this fire? I said, I got a bunch of stuff. Pictures and a lot of like magazines.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Burned yeah. it
Why?
All.
Why not?
So, Ro, what have you been doing?
Well, so you know.
No, wait, hold on. I invited you to a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And you didn't come.
I didn't. I was not.
I
that
know.
Was when we just got the
I
news.
I know. Marcy was here.
Yeah.
And we sobbed and hugged and together. We did yeah. it together.
Yeah. I'm a party pooper when I get bad news. I'm not a like collaborate. Oh. Oh, I'm like an in a corner pout. I'm a very sore loser. So
is that really
I didn't want to. I didn't want
That's
to bring
really
that energy.
How you felt?
Yeah, I'm a sore loser. Like I just didn't like the whole mood changed. You know right. what I mean? Because like you're happy, and all of a sudden, I mean, it wasn't like devastating, but at the same time, I knew I wouldn't be bringing positive energy to other people.
Exactly.
So I wanted to be like a little bit, you know, positive, and I wasn't in that mindset.
Ro, you were coming to hang out with the other two people yeah. that also got laid off. We just wanted more people to pout with.
News about that, I had no idea until I talked to Bro. I thought it was just me. And I was like, oh, well, I mean, I was only voice tracking, so it's like...
Everybody.
Yeah, I did not know that at all. I thought Brock and Marcy were staying. And so I was just like, yeah, I'm not feeling... And then when I talked to Brock, I was like, what, really? That makes me even more upset because the morning show is like the best. You know what I'm saying? And the music is the best. So like they're not keeping y'all. Oh, I'm pissed. So so I just didn't want to bring that negative energy
no,
to everyone.
We had alcohol for that. That was the whole point.
We have alcohol for that.
Sometimes that amplifies things though.
Well,
yeah, that's true. Angry drunk.
How were you told, Ro? Because we have not really spoken since.
Right.
Well, this. They told us don't talk to Ro. She is the worst.
That was part of the rules.
She
yeah.
is going to blow up. Candace sent me a text message.
Same here.
Yeah. It was like a breakup.
Were you also taking a dump?
I wasn't taking a dump.
Because I was. Literally. And I thought it was a joke. I almost didn't respond. I'm like, they're messing with me.
Oh, man.
They were not messing with me.
I will say, though, on that note, because I just said I haven't really talked to you. Mm-hmm. So we follow each other, obviously, on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I just texted with you maybe a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody should follow Ro because you're so entertaining and hilarious.
With your tiny hands.
I was liking some of your posts and stuff and whatever. And I was like, I don't want to end up a social media friend with Ro.
Sure.
Oh, no, that's definitely got to happen.
Yeah. No. We're so much more than that. And there's like no reason that just because of all of this that we shouldn't be more. So I was like, I want to text her and make sure that like we don't lose our friendship because
I'm so glad you did too, because I didn't want to like reach out and be like, hey, girl. How's it going? Like, okay, like I'm fine. Like, why are you texting me?
Crickets.
I know. Well, when you get laid off, I'm learning that people don't know how to react to each other.
Right.
And it's like, you can still be friends. You don't have to feel weird because maybe you still have a job and I don't, or we just don't see each other anymore. So right. Anyways.
This is the exact same thing she told all her high school friends too. How are those high school friends doing for you, Marcy?
I don't speak to one of them.
I don't either. For good reason.
Oh, boy. So, speaking of being let go, how do you guys love the new changes they've made over at Star?
Let's talk about it.
I hate them.
Okay.
I can't talk about it. I don't listen.
He changed the station completely.
When we
left the station. Yeah. So
okay.
Hate's a strong word. I should be more positive. I strongly dislike their ways.
My thing on it is I don't get it.
Correct.
That's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not, yeah. It doesn't sound bad. Like the imaging sounds good. Everything sounds good.
Sure.
It just does not make sense.
Mm.
So if you don't know, if you have changed the channel, just like Mark, Star is now.
I've gotten cold. What is rogue.
It? Is that My FM? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My 101.5 FM, which is basically the exact same station as Magic 107.9 or Hot 101.9 or Power 105.7 or Kisser or 92.5. All these top 40 stations that play all the same music. And they may not play the songs as many times, but they're the exact same songs.
Yeah.
And so, with an oversaturated market. So that leaves a hole in the market. There is no classic hits, greatest hits station in Northwest Arkansas anymore, which, I mean, they had a niche and it was working. At least that's what I thought. But they've gotten a lot of backlash on their social. And apparently, according to some people, I've been blocked from commenting or liking comments on the new Facebook page.
That's funny.
All I said, all I said was, yeah, and my comments have been deleted. All I said once was somebody put, hey, I hate the new music. I changed the station when Brock and Marcy came on anyway, but I liked the music. And I put like, yeah, Brock and Marcy, they were the worst. I didn't like them either. And I got deleted, and so did my dad.
That's funny. What?
But they haven't got any good comments on their social for the changes. Because
that's crazy.
It's not like they're doing something new or unique.
Yeah, I'm different. I've been into the rock.
Yeah. Thing.
So I, you know, you get, you know, one station really.
No, right. You got rock on Star too now.
Yeah. Well.
But, well, you listen to the Eagle or the X?
So the X. Well, the Eagle and the X.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm like you. If you've got like 30 different channels that are all the same, it's like,
right,
what's the point?
This guy would always be like, hey, you got any tickets to Seether? Yeah. Or I'm like, yes, Brock and Marcy on Star, we're giving away Seether tickets, or Breaking Benjamin.
I'll tell you, Breaking Benjamin was the best concert. I appreciate that.
I did get him tickets for that.
I got within 5 feet of Benjamin Burnley.
And, he was in the pit.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got to get in the pit and try to love someone.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it didn't make sense, the changes that were made, but whatever. It's not our station.
It's very
not
likable.
That's my dog weighing in here.
Oh. See, he doesn't like it either.
He doesn't like it either.
He's like, give me a mic.
What's up with the glasses?
I just found them.
Okay.
They're my blue tint glasses.
I can't see anything, but
I can see glasses.
And they're my computer glasses.
I used to be an optician, Marcy, so.
Oh, what?
No, you didn't.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
No, you did not.
Yes. Mark.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. He's done everything. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a guy. Motorcycle sales.
He was a gynecologist, too, so.
Aren't you all?
If you need a checkup, come on down.
Whoa. I don't need to.
You're in luck.
No male practice issues here, no.
So what were you going to say about MyFM, Marcy?
Oh, I was just going to say that I actually really like the music. It's the kind of station I would listen to, but I'm with you. And it's just a little puzzling why they chose to go with that format.
Because there's that format a lot in this area. So
So whatever.
All right. So what have you been up to, Ro? Back to that question.
Wait a minute.
Spin off.
You're not going to cut me off when I start talking.
No, I'll be quiet.
Okay.
And go.
So I've been working for Arkansas Arts and Fashion Forum, which is also Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week, but we recently changed.
Yes. If you haven't followed us on social, we've been posting about it.
Yes. And I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
AFF and NWAFW are now one. It's called Interform. And Robin Robin actually made up that word.
Interform?
Yeah. It means the mutual expression of art, fashion, and community. So she's like, that's pretty cool to make up a whole new word, right? I make up words, but they're not appropriate.
Let's play a game.
Ooh.
Oh no.
What word can you make up? And what does it mean? This is just off the cuff. Make up a word.
I'm going to go with Muddy Buddy.
Muddy Buddy. I've heard of that before.
But that means when you have had Taco Bell.
Oh, you got a Muddy Buddy.
You got Mud Butt.
Mud Butt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. With a buddy.
With a buddy.
So two of you have
both destroy the bathroom.
Yeah. Whoa. That'd be like Dustin and I.
Tag team.
Okay, Mark, what's your word?
Oh, shoot, man. You put me on the spot. socialistic? I don't know.
That's a word. That's a word.
Oh, it's actually a word?
Yeah, socialistic is a word.
Socialistic is a real word?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Ask Mark.
Kick the socialistic. I mean, like just ballistic.
Right. Just being able to be social amongst friends, being able to say whatever you want.
Okay. Marcy, what's your word?
Comfers.
What?
Come first.
Did you just say come first?
That's what she said.
Come again?
What? That is not what
No,
I
you
said.
Just did. Hold on now. Let me turn off this music. Come first?
Comfers. Comfers. Oh, God.
It's so close, though.
No tea on the end.
Like a comfort spot. Like you're comfortable. Comfers. Yeah.
Okay.
Gosh, I did not hear that until you said it.
My words come first, so...
That's what she said.
There we go. I think you know the meaning of that.
Yeah. Or some don't. Because they come last.
So what's been going on with Interform? So we haven't had a fashion show since Fall Fashion Week of 2019.
Isn't that crazy?
Which... It seems like forever ago. Well, it was forever ago.
It was. So we've been basically making masks for the, because you know, at the first part of the pandemic, there was a mask shortage, like with hospitals and things like that. And so at that time, it was called Arkansas Arts and Fashion Forum. They gathered people together, the local community, and made like thousands of masks to give to local hospitals. So that's kind of a big deal.
And then these masks look good? Were they fashionable?
They look amazing. And the ones we have now actually have nose bridges in them.
What?
Girl! Oh.
So you can cover your nose job.
Yeah, you can.
I like that. So Interform, why the change? Mm-hmm. Why did they decide to rebrand?
So they wanted to be more collaborative. And you know, Arkansas Arts and Fashion Forum is a mouthful. Like, and they're and they're both the same company essentially. So it just makes more sense to combine the two under one name to be more collaborative and to get everybody involved and diverse. So
I like that.
Yeah.
Wow. Interform. Very cool.
Yeah. The man cub says Interform sounds like it should have lasers. Like when you say Interform.
So from now on, every time we say that, we got to. Well, that's cool.
Absolutely.
And when can we expect another fashion show?
You know what? We're looking to do one in June.
Okay.
But that's, I mean, just a little snippet. You know what I mean?
Okay.
COVID permitting.
Right.
But we're looking to have a fashion event in June.
I like that.
Outside, just in case.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I miss you guys so much.
Like, I was just saying the same thing.
I was just talking about how you guys really brought it to Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week, and you actually both are attractive, and you work in radio, which is obviously rare.
Not a lie. She was saying that. So
I miss you guys, like, dressing up and, like, all the pictures. We're like, we know we can invite Brock and Marcy, and they're going to bring it.
Are they models? So, are they hosts? What are they?
That's what I'm saying.
So
I miss y'all.
So speaking of good looks, you know what the key to living a long life is?
Looking good?
No.
Shut up.
And Dustin's here, so I'm sure he'll have something to say about this. It turns out that the longevity medicine is ranch dressing. That's not true. What? But according to new study at Ohio State University, people who chub up as they get older actually live the longest of anybody. So if you gain weight as you get older, the study looked at people in a town in Massachusetts for almost 70 years, and they found that people who start their adult lives in an average weight, so say the average weight is 100 pounds, and then slowly become overweight, but not obese, just a little bit overweight,
that's the key.
They live longer than people who stay at an average weight their whole life.
Where was this at?
They're in Massachusetts. There's not exactly...
Where they polled 10 people.
Two. They're not exactly sure why those extra pounds help keep you alive, but quote, the impact of weight gain on mortality is complex.
Huh.
So, get chubby as you get older. Dustin, shake your head yes, no.
I don't know if I agree with that.
He does a lot of research.
Yeah,
so.
He's a professional.
I'm all about vitamins.
Vitamins. Marcy, you're going to have to... She's yelling at her dog. You're going to have to gain some weight.
All right, I guess.
I want you to live a long time, and I'm going to punt Baxter out the window.
Baxter, I know.
Or off a bridge.
Oh, my God.
Punt that dog. Tell that dog to calm down. Your kids aren't even that rowdy.
Rowdy.
Oh, the dog's name is Rowdy.
Go.
Oh my gosh.
What kind of dog is it?
Wait, okay, speaking, it's a Yorkie.
Oh.
Adorable.
Or speaking of diets and all that, Ro, you should know that I'm on my third week of being plant-based.
She's really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it hard?
No, not
That's
at all.
That's what she said.
It's comforting.
You got it queued up.
I'm just waiting for those moments.
Boom.
It's, yes. I'm only calling myself 80% plant-based, uh-huh. but yeah, it's not been hard. I've enjoyed it, actually.
That so is amazing.
I have some different styles of tofu that we are experimenting mm-hmm. with downstairs. There's a barbecue one, like a ribs, and then one that tastes like chicken nuggets. I realized why I gave up eating much tofu. It wrecks my stomach.
Yeah, I'm not a tofu fan
It
either.
Makes me gassy, so gassy.
Oh, I've got my first thing of tofu in the fridge.
Try.
I don't like the texture, like the chewiness.
Well, so you have to try mine before you
leave.
So
the texture's different.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So much better. You got to press out the water. That's the key, is getting that water out. So that's a little, but Marcy's been doing it. She even got to taste my ribs last week. They came over. We celebrated Ashton's birthday last weekend. Mm-hmm. Took the kids to Fastlane. We're like, oh, we can bowl. We can play games. Way too busy. We didn't get to bowl. The kids played games and they're like, we're going to the house. We're going to get takeout and go to the house. So while we were at the house, I made ribs, vegan ribs. And what'd you think of those?
They were good. They were really good. But
they're a lot better the next day after they've been refrigerated.
Are they?
Yeah.
I'd like to do it with some cauliflower as mashed potatoes.
Yeah. That's what she said.
You know?
That's what she said.
Do it with some cauliflower.
It's your fault.
Looking for different ways.
I could see how it would be good. I have a high tolerance for food, though, and textures and flavors like that.
It's very, it's got a meaty type of texture, chewy.
So, Marcy, when you're doing it, like, do you put it, like, you do, like, 3 days and then one day in the middle and then back to 3 days, or you do a long time and then...
So far, this is my third week. I've been doing completely plant-based all week. And then I always have a cheat meal on the weekends, just like for diet and whatever. Like I've always done that.
Hold on. Dustin's leaving. He can't handle the plant-based talk. So let's give it up, Dustin.
Poor Dustin. He's not a fan.
And he doesn't have a microphone. So
we love you, Dustin.
He feels left out. Later, Dustin. So my cheat meals, I can kind of just have whatever, but I'm leaving room for if we were to go to someone's house and they are providing a meal, like that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I've been cooking every single meal. Like I haven't had to eat out throughout the week and it's been fun. I've had the time.
So the Super Bowl is going to be your cheat day, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm actually skipping the Super Bowl.
No. Same. Yeah.
I'm skipping it because I'm going to take my little one and do something with him while my other two go and watch the game with friends.
Speaking of, let's talk Super Bowl. We're talking about food. Here are the top 10 foods people will eat during the Super Bowl.
Wings.
So we got chips and dip. We got wings. We got pizza, nachos, cheese and crackers, burgers or sliders, cookies, ice cream, mozzarella sticks, and finally, tacos. The five common drinking things are soda, beer, iced tea, wine, and whiskey. And another survey found 40% of people plan on eating more during the game this year than they did last year.
Wow.
And a quarter of people won't buy food until actually Sunday. So if you're thinking about getting your food, get it a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
So it's not crazy. Here are the popular Super Bowl foods in every state.
Arkansas.
What do you think Arkansas is?
Brats.
No.
I'm gonna go wings.
Marcy, what do you think?
Wings.
Buffalo chicken dip.
That's what my brother loves.
Oklahoma is pulled brisket. Texas is cake.
For the Super Bowl?
Apparently.
That's so strange.
Missouri is seven layer dip. Buffalo chicken dip in Kansas. Illinois is jalapeno poppers, Marcy. And Indiana is ham and cheese sliders.
Huh. You said Missouri was seven layer dip.
Yeah.
I love seven layer dip.
Tennessee, Swedish meatballs.
Really?
Yeah. Kentucky, pepperoni rolls.
What's a pepperoni roll?
I don't know. Be like a bagel bite? but in a roll. Florida is also cake. California is artichoke dip. Then we got baked sweet potatoes, chili, pigs in a blanket. Sweet potato skins, pizza snacks. A lot of places have cake.
The cake really surprises me.
That is interesting.
Up in Maine, it's deviled eggs.
The farts after that.
I don't know.
Sheesh.
So
it's loud in there.
Two foods were number one in six different states: cake and seven layer dip.
That is really strange. The cake part
doesn't make any sense. Mm-mm. I've never heard of it. Like, hey, man, who's bringing the cake to the party? Who's bringing the cake? We're having a Super Bowl party without cake.
No kidding.
Is it rum cake?
I don't know.
It could be rum cake.
What was that Dave Chappelle skit where they were dropping white cake, or what was that, on Afghanistan?
What? Like,
he opens up
that one.
He opens up this foil and thing of foil and in a press conference, and it was white cake.
I never
something
saw
like
that.
That. Yeah, huh. Funny.
Oh man, we're not having cake.
We're not having cake. So, lots of people are going to watch the Super Bowl alone this year. Are you watching it alone? You going to a party?
I'm not going anywhere.
I probably won't watch it.
No, no. Gonna watch it, no. Marcy.
I'll record it for the commercials.
So, well, you can watch the commercials online right now.
I didn't think they were going to do very many commercials this year. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Well, not as many people are buying in.
Right.
So, well, lots of people are going to watch it, but twice as many twice as many are going to watch it alone than in past years, mainly because of the pandemic.
Right.
One way we'll watch it is 21% of people will watch in their pajamas.
Okay.
6% will watch it in their underwear or completely nude. I don't know why.
I don't know.
Who's doing that? That's weird.
It's very strange.
19% of people plan to drink more too.
I guess guess maybe that's their way of life and they just do it nude all the time.
You sound like you're defending it. Like,
No. I'm not defending it. I don't want to sit on somebody's couch where they're
just like, hey, who are we to judge?
All right. I got another. It's not a game, but the top things you might hear during the Super Bowl that sound dirty.
Oh.
That's what she said.
Welcome to the Super Bowl. I'm your host, Brock. The Chiefs defense really knows how to crowd the box.
Ooh.
Things that might sound dirty. Watch Brady pump once, then release. This guy just can't avoid pulling a groin.
Ooh.
If you leave that hole open, that's just going to exploit it all day.
Oh, my God.
Kelsey said he really enjoys when he gets a chance to line up in the slot.
Oh, boy.
That's twice in a row. That's twice in a row he had balls slip right out of his hands. Those are things you might hear during the Super Bowl that sound dirty.
Yeah, hold on.
And that's the Buccaneers' deepest penetration all day.
Oh, jeez.
2 weeks ago, this team really stuck it to the Packers.
He's a great wide receiver.
Oh, my. That was a huge sack. I've heard that one. Jones can barely stand after getting double teamed all day.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Let's see. Buccaneers kicker totally muffed it.
Nah.
They're bringing out the chains. I don't think I'm like, yeah.
Oh.
Whoa. You had to stop.
Right.
I can't read that one.
Oh. This guy's bomb.
Wow,
above
not even
beyond.
A podcast.
Not even you. No. Oh, snap.
I can't say that one. So. Things you might hear during the Super Bowl.
Moving on.
Yeah,
we're going to watch the Super Bowl. My brother was going to have a party. And then his wife, who is in medical school right now, she's like, I'm going to be at the house studying. Go to Brock's house. So he messaged me. I'm like, yeah, that works for me.
Oh,
so come on over. We got plenty of room.
Yeah, you do.
Bring all your friends because I don't have any.
So this was brought up the other day. You know, everybody's going to be having these parties and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, especially around here. It's kind of lax around here. But they're wondering how many people are going to get cops called on them.
Oh, cops, huh?
Really? Because of COVID or because they're rowdy?
Right. Well, just because of the COVID. I'm really? Okay. Come on.
Okay. Well, speaking of COVID, somebody got their vaccine.
I did.
Well, how that did you do rough. That?
So, you know, my other job, because I have like three jobs. So. So the other job is at the behavioral hospital. And so, you know, hospital workers get, I guess, first dibs on a COVID vaccine. Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
So how was it?
The first one was totally fine. The second one was horrible.
That's what I've heard.
Did it burn? Me too.
Because I would like to speak. Dude, were you sick
a little bit?
A little bit. I was shut down for days.
For days?
Dang. Yeah.
Well, your body is getting basically the infection.
Well, they said it's not a live virus, right, but
it's still being shocked by what it's been given. Because my sister-in-law, Catherine, she's in the medical field and she got hers as well. Mm-hmm. First one was fine. Yeah. Second one, it hit her pretty hard.
Put me out.
But she's better now. She's good.
Yeah, so. I'm good now, but it was,
So, fine. We can cough around her. She's all good. Yeah. Hey, what sounds are most annoying to humans? Speaking of coughing and
nails on a chalkboard.
Oh, gosh.
Nails on a chalkboard scraping. Yes. That is number three.
Ooh, good job, Marcy.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Tearing paper, maybe?
Oh, I'm going to puke. Oh, I can't handle it. What's number two?
Tearing paper.
Tearing paper? No.
No, smacking lips.
Oh, yeah.
Or swallowing.
Or eating breakfast on the air.
Right. I have not done that in a while.
No, because we haven't been on the air. Because
we haven't been on the air.
No, things our neighbors do that we can't control, like construction or throwing a party. You hear that?
And it's early, too. Yeah, they always
That's been
early.
Going on across the street. They've been building a fence. It doesn't wake me up, but I hear it in here. Yeah. And then the number one most annoying things to humans. More annoying sound.
Number
what do you
one,
think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The sound of somebody peeing?
Nope. The sound of somebody.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Oh, I hear the chunks. Okay. No.
Splattering.
Oh, stop.
Okay. I heard the chunks. Yeah, that was rough.
That is gross.
That was rough. That's so good, though.
Yeah, number five. Number five was voices of people you've been stuck with during the pandemic.
That's pretty awesome.
Because you've heard them all the time. Hey, did you hear about Tulsa? Did you hear about Tulsa?
What about them?
They're trying to copy Northwest Arkansas.
Oh,
some of these
so?
Other cities. Okay. In what way do you think?
Paying people $10,000 and giving them a bike if they move there?
Yes.
I knew
really?
It.
Wait,
that's a Tulsa thing. Is going to pay you. Here's the guy talking about it. Yeah, I got a clip.
We'll basically pay people $10,000 to do the job they're already doing just from Tulsa for 1 year.
It did seem too good to be true. And so one day when I was going to work on the bus, it's like 6 o'clock. I'm like, why not? So I just filled out the application, did everything and sent it off.
I remember looking over at my wife and I said, this city looks pretty cool and this program is pretty cool. If I get in, would you consider like uprooting our lives and moving to Oklahoma? Is that okay? And she was like, yeah.
No.
No.
I am not moving to Tulsa. Tulsa, I'm just saying, Tulsa sucks.
Yeah.
I have only been to visit, but I haven't
Tulsa
I haven't
is,
experienced it.
They don't even have an H&M. You know who has an H&M? Joplin.
Yeah.
Mm. Their mall is horrible. Their traffic, there was a 2020 or a Dateline one time a few years ago. Tulsa had like two or three of the worst stoplights out of five. They had two or three of them where the most accidents happened in the country.
Wow.
I remember when I was a kid, we went to Tulsa once to visit with my parents, and we got rear-ended twice in one day.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt the car, but we got rear-ended twice in one day.
That's so scary.
In Tulsa.
I actually have family that lives in Tulsa, and they actually kind of moved out around the outer fringes of Tulsa because they didn't...
Pay me $10,000 not to live in Tulsa. Yeah. I mean, Tulsa is not somewhere that I just love to go visit. Yeah. They got good concerts.
Oh, okay.
Canes and BOK Center. And,
well, had good concerts.
You know, I've never been to a concert over there.
You need to go to a concert at Canes.
No, yes, Canes. I've heard. Yes, I want. Mm-hmm. I do want.
Because they have a lot of good rock shows.
Yeah.
You would like that.
Yeah.
But in general, I'm not going to Tulsa just to go to Tulsa. Marcy, you've been to Tulsa. No?
Not enough to have like an opinion
Same.
On it though.
Same. Yeah.
That was like a city when I was growing up that was 2 hours away. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, let's go to Tulsa. But that's where the airport was too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if we wanted to fly anywhere at that time, that's the only place where you could go to the airport. So that's where I had my first flight from Tulsa to Dallas to see my grandparents by myself.
How old were you?
I was like 7 or 8.
Oh, my goodness. And, that's so scary.
And the pilot gave me wings.
Aww.
And everything.
Now, I'll tell you, my brother is actually, he's an avionics professor over at Spartan.
Uh-huh.
And he says Tulsa Airport, they're just planes sitting everywhere because nobody's really flying in or out of there.
Really?
He said it's just eerie. He said it's just planes.
Even now?
Yeah. Yeah, he said it's pretty crazy.
So I flew out of Tulsa when I went for American Idol. That's where I met Carrie. Well, I didn't meet her, but we flew out of Tulsa together, her, Carrie and I. So this is random. So I was watching Accepted. Have you seen that movie?
Mm-mm.
It's got Justin Long in it.
Mm. Long time ago.
Yeah, it's from 2006, I believe. He starts his own college. The Southampton Institute of Technology, S-H-I-T. He starts his own college. Well, I'm watching this movie, and his dad in the movie, let me pull it up here, movie. His dad in the movie is this guy named Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashton had never seen the movie. And I'm like, see that? And Jonah Hill is also in this movie. And Jonah Hill weighed like a ton in this movie. But Mark Derwin was his dad in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark has been in a bunch of different stuff. He's been in CSI.
Mm.
He was on How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm.
He played the guy that was the inspiration for Barney to become Barney. He's been in Bosch, B-O-S-C-H. He's still in that show. But a bunch of different stuff on TV. So I saw him. I'm like, see that guy, Ashton? She's like, yeah. I go, he sat next to me on a flight from Phoenix to L.A. when we were flying out there for American Idol.
Wow.
And she goes, really? That's cool. I'm like, you know what? I wonder if he's on social. I'm going to hit him up. He's not on Facebook, not on Instagram.
I don't blame him.
He's on Twitter. That's where celebrities go, I guess.
Okay.
And so I messaged him, and I'll read you what I meant. Oh, I said, the year was 2004.
That's how you started. Do you remember this?
Yeah, the year was 2004. I was taking actually, let me read it verbatim because I don't want to get it wrong. But I never used Twitter, so I had to re-log into my account with a new password and all that fun stuff because I don't remember my password.
Give your blood and everything.
Let's see here.
Firstborn.
To go to his page. I don't even know how Twitter works.
It's not entertaining to me. I have a Twitter account, and I haven't been on Twitter.
I don't get it.
I'm not a fan. To each their own, though. You know, everybody's doing Clubhouse now, and I hate
what
that.
Is Clubhouse?
I don't like that either. So,
what the heck is Clubhouse?
Just a bunch of people getting on there and listening to other people talk like they're intelligent, but they're not.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I'm looking on here. Okay. The year was 2014, November. And I sat next to you on a flight from Phoenix to LAX. You asked me who the pretty girl was I was with. At the time, it was just Carrie. A year later, it was Carrie Underwood. Yeah, random. Thought you'd like to know that. American Idol trip. He responded, of course I remember. I just told that story. You should have won. I said, crazy. I was watching the movie Accepted last night and saw you. And I was like, hey, I know that guy. You need to come on my podcast sometime. And then he emailed me and sent me his phone number, and he's going to come on the podcast.
You better shut up. That's amazing.
Yeah. Very cool. Very nice guy. But I remember sitting next to him, and I'm overhearing him talk to the guy he was with about some parties they were going to and about the Oscars. And they're like, yeah, I think Jamie Foxx is going to win for Ray. And then he started talking to me. He's like, hey, who is that pretty girl? And she's sitting two rows behind me.
Uh-huh.
And I go, oh, it's my friend Carrie. We're out for American Idol. And so when we got off he was really nice, really cool. When we got off the plane, Carrie comes up. She goes, you know who that was? I go, yeah, he's an actor or something. We were talking. I go, he was asking about you, though. She goes, that's Mark so-and-so from Days of Our Lives.
Wow.
I go, Days of Our Lives? Oh, cool. I said, I not watched him on that. She's like, oh my God. Oh my God. I go, I could introduce you. No.
I'm like,
oh no. So yeah, he's from Days of Our Lives. He's been on a bunch of stuff, and that's now we've reconnected.
So, they still have that show on?
I don't know, but I remember if I was sick, I would watch.
Well, Marcy would know. She's we're both unemployed right now. So Marcy, do you watch Days of Our Lives? Do you watch Days of Our Lives?
I don't watch it.
No. I'm not a soaps person. Yeah. I only watched it when I was sick. And my grandma.
My mom was a big General Hospital.
Mine too. Oh, my mom loved Days of Our Lives and General Hospital. I need to reach out to my mom and see if she recognizes.
My mom like Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
Victor.
So, there you go. Reconnected with him, and he remembered that whole story.
That's awesome.
Speaking of dirty stuff.
Oh, let's get that out.
This is my job.
Before we get into some dirty stories. I have a sad story here. You know, everybody knows this or should know this. Screech passed away, and I have a clip of him.
I'm here with Dustin Diamond, the star of NBC's Saved by the Bell. And who do you play in Saved by the Bell?
Samuel Screech Powers, but I'm otherwise known as Screech.
Screech, right. What is the show about?
It's about a half an hour.
No, I mean, obviously, playing Screech was a comedy character, but then being a kid, my parents would put me to bed, and sometimes I'd sneak up, and I'd see, like, you know, George Carlin or Steve Martin or Stephen Wright, and it was really just kind of a fun thing. It was, you know, you bring the whole family together, and as you get older, you know, comedy, the power of laughter was just such an amazing thing.
My flea circus? Caught me. I couldn't kill him. I love the little guys.
So sad.
That bothers me.
He had just come out and letting everybody know he had stage 4 cancer.
Yeah.
And then like 2 weeks later, he's gone.
He was young too. 44 is not old.
No.
Super, super sad. I was reading more about that. And like, I just feel bad for the guy. I know he made some bad decisions, but if you think about it, like, he's so typecast. It's not like there's a ton of roles for a guy like that.
Yeah.
Most of the rest of the cast went on to have other success in some way. Mm-hmm. And he kind of like, I read he lived in Illinois for a long time because he was doing commercials for like the Insurance King or something like that.
Oh, nice.
Like,
wow.
Yeah. Like, it was really sad.
He did a porn film as well. Ro was telling me about it. It's one of her favorites. One of her favorites. She's like, Brock, I'm going to miss him because he is such a good actor.
And he wrote a book, too, that didn't he bash a bunch of his castmates?
Yeah, and then he came back a few years ago and said he was sorry.
So that makes it better.
Well, I read that he was blaming a ghostwriter for some of that stuff. Oh. Anyway.
Well, you know, at least the turtle didn't do whatever.
Okay, so that's one of the lead stories. Okay, I don't know how many of you follow country music, but I want to talk about
it. Brock, because,
okay. All right.
Because we can.
Let's do it.
Because we can on a podcast.
Okay.
So, do you guys know Morgan Wallen?
Yep. Have you heard this story?
N-word.
He did.
And he is in so much trouble now. Did you watch the video?
I did not.
I didn't want to.
So, this is basically the gist of it. It's like middle of the night on Sunday night, and he and his friends pull up, and they are loud, honking horns, causing all kinds of ruckus. Uh-huh. So that's part of the problem right there for him. He brought the attention to himself.
Right.
So people have their Ring doorbells recording everything that happens outside.
Mm. Right.
So he's walking up to his house with his friends, yelling back to him. And he's like, hey, you take care of that, blah, 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 blah. And that's what was caught.
Yikes.
Was he drunk?
He was definitely drunk. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
No, that's when the truth comes out.
That doesn't matter, right. but he has a problem with alcohol in the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why he was let off of Saturday Night Live the first go-around.
This is like the third time that we know of publicly he's gotten himself into trouble because of alcohol. But so he has now been dropped by every major station in the country.
And he just came out with a huge album, which is really good.
His album just broke streaming records. It's like on its third week at number one on the top 200 charts. They have suspended him indefinitely at Big Loud Records. So his contract is now on hold. He has been pulled from eligibility from the Academy Awards, the ACMs. Mm-hmm. He will not be eligible for those awards, which is huge because he probably would have been up for a ton of them.
Right.
Go ahead.
I did hear that the NAACP offered to educate him on the use of that word.
Well, that's good.
Like why it's not okay to say. So,
and a lot of his like colleagues are coming out making statements saying, really, guys, are you going to do something this time? Because we know this isn't the first time he's used this word. And, you know, people are saying, oh, that's not representative of our community. And artists are saying, yes, it is. Are you kidding me? This is what's happening. Are we going to keep protecting him? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what he did for Saturday Night Live was bad, but in the end, it was good because more people talked about Morgan Wallen and know his name now because of what he did. And he went back on and redeemed himself and got to make fun of himself. So in the end, that was not a big deal, right? Ugh. He just went out, partied, made a bad choice. This, much different.
Yeah, can't say that word. Not allowed.
So what do you guys think? What do you guys think? Because
I think eventually they'll forgive him.
Everybody will write. Yeah, I think so too.
Well, especially in country music.
Yeah, they're not strangers to.
I just don't understand that though. It's like, why? I mean,
because he can. Yeah. Because there's been people that grew up that like there's certain black people that give their white friends like this card where they can like say it
around their friend, around them.
And that's the problem, because it's like, oh, around me you can say it, and then you get out into the real world and it's like, hey, don't say that.
Right.
So I think that's where it starts.
You become too comfortable in your circle that it's acceptable.
So I was
anywhere.
13 years old. I was playing on an AAU basketball team with the first, because Southwest City, we didn't have any black people there. Playing on the first team with other races. And we're staying in a hotel, and what was his name? I can't think of his name. And he was using it all the time. So I was like, hey, said it. And he looked at me. I go like, I was 13. I go, what? Because I haven't been hearing him say it all day. And I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
He goes, no. Do not say that. I go, oh my God, I'm sorry. I go, I was just repeating you.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that? If you're not allowed to say it, nobody should say it.
No, there's a reason why you guys can't say it and we can. Because when we say it to each other, we say it because we're the same.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? When you guys used to say it to us during Jim Crow laws, it's demeaning. It's to put us in our place. And it is derogatory. So it is not appropriate for you to say the word at all.
So,
ever.
So,
okay. Well, I don't say it anyway, but.
In my upbringing, my mom and dad from day one said, never say that.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're friends or whatever.
Sure. Good
just
parents.
Keep it out of your.
I don't think I ever heard. I heard that word until I started playing on that basketball team.
Right.
Like, oh, cool. He's saying it. All right.
Yeah.
No. Like, ugh.
Yeah. See, I was never comfortable. I mean, I've got all kinds of black friends, and I've never used that word towards any of them.
So I wouldn't say the C word. That describes
Christian. Right.
Christian?
No.
That's female.
Right. I would not say that to you or about you. Like, so I just know that that's inappropriate. Right. And I feel like it should be the same way. Like, you should know that it's probably not a good idea for you to say that. When you're older. But when you're a kid, I get it. I totally get it.
Well, I mean, you're still impressionable as a kid.
Sure.
And you just don't know.
But as like a grown man, you should definitely know.
I thought he was going to beat me up. So I officially stopped saying that word.
That's good. I'm so proud.
I didn't know any better. My personal feelings, I feel like if that word should just be taken out altogether.
Right. Sure.
You shouldn't say it. Nobody should be able to say it. Mm. Like, just get rid of it. Nobody say it. So it's not acceptable on either side.
Right.
You know?
I get that. Yeah.
But I do use the C word quite a lot. Christmas.
So, lots of reactions, and obviously, a lot of these, like the label having to suspend his contract, they're having to make these big statements for their own companies. You know what I'm saying? Like, the company would look bad if they didn't do something dramatic and drastic to show where they stand.
You know what? The best thing that could happen for him and somebody else is for him to get dropped by his label and somebody to pick him up, because that he's still going to sell albums. They will still sell out. So I'm now starting a country music label called White Country.
No,
well, isn't it all? Isn't it all?
Kane Brown.
Kane Brown. Hoodie and the Blowfish.
Hoodie?
Yeah. Hoodie is white.
Yeah.
Hoodie is white.
What's his name? Alan. White. White.
That's a white dude.
I will say, Morgan Wallen, you know, he was already killing it on the charts when this happened, but his fans are supporting him by continuing to download and buy.
Of
so
course.
Nothing's really happening with his sales.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
They use it all the time. They're like, oh, ain't a big deal. Let me download his music.
Okay, how about some more headlines for you?
Yes.
We've got Shailene Woodley is quietly dating Aaron Rodgers. How do we feel about that? Do we care?
She's kind of a hippie.
I don't know who either of those people
I like her.
Are.
She was in what movie was she in?
Packers.
So
Big Little Lies?
She was in the movie with George Clooney, The Descent. What is it? I forget.
The Descent?
You might recognize her if you saw her picture, but and Aaron Rodgers is the Green Bay Packers quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, that's the one who beat her up, though?
No. They just started dating.
That's something different. I'm sorry.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the football player that, like, beat up his girlfriend.
There's a lot of those.
She wouldn't, I know, right? All of them. Lot, yeah. No, because she wouldn't bow to him, so... He beat her up.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I tell Ashton every day, you better bow to me. And I raise that fist.
No! And he gets slapped.
Right? Yep. Put in his place. Ashton.
Brian Austin Green dragging his feet on the divorce. Megan Fox wants to move on with Machine Gun Kelly.
So, did you see Machine Gun Kelly on Saturday Night Live this last weekend?
Ugh.
He's a slender dude.
And he's not very good at singing.
I don't know what the appeal is there.
And he's
I think he's tried to do a little bit of rock too, and
it's the worst.
No, well, Megan Fox is so pretty.
Oh, yeah. But let's look at her heart.
Her thumbs. What about, there was a thing going on with her thumbs.
She's got
ugly thumbs.
No, she's got the toe thumbs.
What are toe thumbs?
She does. Look at her thumbs.
They're huge.
They're big thumbs. They're extra big.
I would date Brian Austin Green.
I couldn't hold her hand.
Yes.
I'd make her put on those magician thumbs. I'd make her wear those. And if you have bad hands, you got to get those tiny hands. Yeah.
Justin Timberlake turned 40.
He did.
Oh, fine.
Jessica Biel posted about that.
And
all right, I want to know.
He said he's got a new album. He's working on a new album. So.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Now, do you guys know what Chrissy Teigen is getting crap for right now online?
Woof.
I don't follow her. I don't really follow her, but this story popped up. I just thought I would see what you guys think about it. She was basically asking her fans, what is the most expensive thing that you've eaten, but it wasn't worth it? And her example was, and this is the problem according to the fans, they had dinner, her and John, someplace. The waitress offered them a bottle of wine, and then they found out it was $13,000. And they were like, it wasn't even that good. Oh. And so now her fans are saying, we can't even relate to this story. Why would you post something like that? What do you guys think about that?
I think that it's a given that you can't relate to Chrissy Teigen, and this shouldn't be the first time that you thought that you can actually be on the same level.
That's dumb.
Why would you try to relate yourself to anybody?
To a celebrity, right? Yeah. You already know you can't compare to her lifestyle. So why are you getting mad now?
Right.
I got a $13,000 bottle of wine. After I got a second mortgage on my house.
So. Exactly.
It wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
I sucked down that wine. Oof.
That's what people are saying. You know, J-Lo got some crap and A-Rod a while back for posting, this was months and months ago, something about, what's the team they're trying to buy?
They were trying to buy the Dodgers, I think?
The Mets.
Okay.
The Mets, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they were like, I guess it's not going to happen. And people are like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Do you really need to talk about that? But it's like, well, that is their world. They live a different lifestyle.
Yeah.
So you can't hate on them because you don't have
$1 million like them.
Exactly.
Speaking of, did you hear that her beau, Alex Rodriguez, possibly cheated on her?
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's happened.
With the Southern
Charm Girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's hot, though. But guess what? J-Lo is hot.
Very hot.
And I would not want to cheat on J-Lo.
Well, at least he cheated with somebody hotter, because y'all be cheating with like some of the dustiest little things. And I'm just like, if you cheat up. If it's not, you're not supposed to do it at all.
Right.
But if you're going to do it, make it count.
Right.
Make it count.
I'm just saying.
Go big or go home.
And
right?
he was a major league baseball player. True, like, what do you expect from an athlete?
Yeah.
So people will be like, okay, all right. I can see why he would do that.
Thank you.
Instead of, why would he do that?
Thank you. You get it.
Just like.
Now, are they married?
No, they're
not yet.
They're engaged.
Yeah, well.
They're not getting married until.
They're still dating then.
Yeah.
Until aliens can marry.
Right.
Until you can marry animals.
Until we fly to Mars, right?
We are not getting married until all races and animals can get married.
Well,
gonna be a while. All considered, it is hard to improve from J-Lo.
This is true.
Yeah.
But she is several years older than him, I'm pretty sure.
Is she?
So.
I thought they were the same age.
No, she's a few years older.
She's a few years.
Like five or
like five or six, yeah.
No, oh, that don't count.
That's not right.
Hey, are you guys excited about this new movie?
What?
What is that?
Huge movie. Do you like Harry Potter?
No.
Nope.
No,
you like Back to the Future?
Oh, yeah.
You like Ghostbusters?
Yes! Yeah.
The original.
The yeah. original, you yeah, like, not the one with the girls.
You like the Avengers movies?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah? You're going to love this. It's Uno. The card game Uno is being turned into a movie. Yeah.
Are you playing with me?
I'll pass.
No.
You playing with me.
The card game Uno is being turned into an action heist comedy movie set in the underground hip hop world. Atlanta rapper Lil Yachty is producing and may star in it. So I don't know.
Brock.
This is real.
You for real?
fake news.
He's like,
fake news.
Fake news.
He's
fake
like,
news.
You got my money? No.
Draw 4.
Oh my God. Yes.
Skip a turn.
Yes.
You got to draw 2 now.
Reverse.
Reverse.
I'm changing the color to blue. We got my daughter, we love playing Uno. We got Harry Potter Uno. We got The Office Uno.
I didn't know they made those.
Yeah, all that's these so different cool. Uno.
It's and, like Monopoly.
And there's also a card game called DOS, which is...
I saw that. I didn't want to try
bit,
it.
It's tougher. It's a little bit tougher. So.
Well, then I don't want it.
Yeah. Got anything else, Marcy?
That's it for now.
Speaking of, let's talk about The Bachelor this last week. Have you watched The Bachelor at all?
I'm not a Bachelor
Mark?
Fan.
No, your wife doesn't make you watch The Bachelor?
No.
If I want to watch one dude date multiple women, we can do that in real life.
I mean, I can talk about it. I mean...
Well, this is the first black bachelor they've ever had, I believe, right?
Oh, snap.
Yeah. And he's a hunk.
And he's, oh, that's the dude that's kissing girls with his eyes open?
Yes. That is correct.
That's what you know about him?
Yes.
That is correct.
What the heck?
So this last week on The Bachelor, if you didn't watch, Victoria is gone.
Oh.
She was the drama.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
But it's horrible. Funny. She's like, I don't cause drama at all. I'm just real. And you're like, no, B, you are the drama. Like, but I was sad to see her go. She was always a hot mess. She looked like she was wasted at all times.
Totally.
But
totally.
She kept the show going.
Yeah. Oh. But he got rid of all the people who started the stuff. And
okay.
But he's...
And the ratings tank.
Yeah.
I bet. We want to see the drama. Yeah. We want to see the messiness. Yeah.
Marcy, did you watch this week?
Yeah.
Did you feel like he felt like he had to keep the girl with the deaf girl?
Oh, is that what we're doing now?
Oh, no.
Wait, why do you say that?
Because she's deaf. You can't get rid of her.
You can't get rid of her. Like,
but then the backlash.
Happen? No, there was a part on the show where they got together and he kissed her and I felt like, oh, she was sad because she didn't get enough time with him or something like that. And
well,
I felt,
when she did sit with him, she explained that if they were to have kids, high likelihood that the children would also be deaf.
So she brought that out. So how do you get rid of a girl on that, like at the next rose ceremony after she dropped that bomb? Then people will be
people
like,
will
oh,
hate you. Oh,
he got rid of her because if he got with her, they could have a deaf baby.
Yeah.
Right.
But there again, though, it's like, why?
He did have to keep her.
I mean, why inject yourself into that? Because, you know, I mean, it's not your own personal feelings. It's his personal feelings.
Right. But still,
people get involved.
People, it's cancel culture right now. Yeah. So if you don't agree with two people, they're like, get rid of him. Yeah. And then they get a gang against you. And they're like, oh, he's the worst.
And then they'll be back in
England. He doesn't like deaf people. And like, I just didn't like her, you know?
But most people like that are deaf or they just want to be treated the same.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just like,
and you can't see her implants. She's got implants. And my niece, she was born deaf and she's got the implants. You can't tell, like when their hair covers it, you can't even tell.
Uh-huh.
And she speaks normal. She's fine. I wouldn't not even known this girl was deaf had she not mentioned it.
I've got a friend like that. I've got a friend like that. He talks plain, but he reads your lips.
Right, she does
too. Very good at it. And
she's super cute.
She's very pretty. But I felt as soon as that happened, I looked at Ashley and I go, she's not going anywhere. Because he can't get rid of her because she just dropped that bomb on him.
It's the obligation.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so if I was a girl on that show, I'd do the same thing.
I would too.
You know, I feel like, if we ever got together, I would.
And there's a good chance the babies will turn out mixed. So, they'd probably keep me for that.
You watch Modern Family? Do you watch Modern Family?
I haven't seen Modern Family in years.
They have one of the wild ladies. She says she's getting ready to have birth, and she tells him he's like 6 months along. She's 6 months along, and she's really 9 months, and he's like, you know, you're getting ready to have it now. And he's like, she's like, well, I want you to know that when they come premature, they might come out black.
Wow.
Like, wow. Oh my God.
Like, whoops. That ain't gonna work.
It could come out. Black.
Yeah. No.
Leave her.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. So here's a question for you guys. And we posted this on social the other day. Switching gears. Would you rather be, because this was a conversation between Ashton and I, cremated or buried?
Definitely Marcy? Cremated.
Cremated.
Cremated, cremated. Marcy?
Why definitely? I mean, I thought buried, but now.
Why?
Shoot.
Why buried?
I don't know.
And where would you get buried?
I don't know.
Did you bury your parents?
Yes.
How many times have you gone to visit their graves?
Well, one is in another country.
Okay.
So not many.
Right.
My mom is in Indiana, so not that often.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But how weird is it if you're going to just have an urn with someone's ashes in it?
No. I want my ashes to be spread out somewhere. Like, people need to move on with their lives. They can't, keep tending to your grave and like paying these fees.
Exactly.
It's just ridiculous. Like, your body's just a shell.
Right.
Yeah, I'd want my ashes spread at Busch Stadium. In St. Louis. Everybody go to the game. You're visiting me. There you go.
Yeah, spread in the bush.
That's what she said. Yeah.
I told Ashton, cremate me, and she's like, I don't want to cremate you. I'm like, I want to be cremated and flushed down the toilet.
What?
Because that's where I spend most of my time. You know? That's where I spent most of my living years.
That is a man's throne. It's a man's throne.
Back to the throne.
For her sake and my family's sake, it costs so much money to bury somebody. For what? Yeah. You know?
For what? Exactly.
Yeah. Like, are they going to know I came to their grave? Are they going to know that I, you know? No.
I'm
Cremate
sorry.
Me?
You get
no,
it.
No, but.
Throw me in the trash.
Get it.
It's not that it's someone else's choice, but. For the grieving process, for some, it might be, you know, necessary for them to have somewhere to go feel like they're.
Yeah, it's not about them. It's not about them.
See,
jeez, bro, it ain't about you.
I'm an organ donor, so it's like,
get rid of my organs.
I'm not going to be the same person when you put me in the ground anyway. So,
exactly.
You know what?
I don't know.
Ashton would call me an organ donor as well.
Hey!
That was a bad joke.
Vitamin D.
Sorry, Mom.
Protein.
Shouldn't have said that.
Sorry, Mom. Really? Do you need to apologize to your mom after the text message I saw between you and your family?
Not my mom.
Oh, her mom.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
So that's for sure. In my family chat, which has all my family, the girls, the boys, my parents, my brother screenshotted a video of me talking on Good Day NWA.
Mm-hmm.
With this mic. See, the mic is very phallus-like. And he painted over it to make it look like a phallus. And even put hair on the bottom of it. And sent it to the family and said, look what I found online. This is going everywhere. Oh, I can't believe you, Brock. This is so gross. Sent it to my family.
What did Ashton's mom say?
Not Ashton, my family.
His family.
Oh, okay, well that's fine.
It looked like I had a dong in my face.
Did I have a sack?
A hairy
no
one.
Sack.
No sack.
I'll show you the picture.
I want to see the sack.
His dad's a pastor.
Oh,
that's what she said.
I forget.
I feel like his dad's a cool pastor though. Like he's a realistic one.
My brother sent out that picture. It was a Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the memes, but it had
with the mittens.
Yeah. It's with the mittens, but the lower half was the big
dong.
Yes. That guy. He sent it out to the family and said, hey, Brock, dad keeps sending me this. Can you tell him to stop? It's gross.
God.
And then my dad just rolled his eyes. Like, really?
He knows y'all.
He's like, just tell dad to stop sending me these gross memes. I don't like them. I'm a Christian. Hey,
love it.
There's an organization called the Dole Men's Club.
Oh.
D-U-L-L. Yeah. Have you heard of this?
Uh-uh.
They put out an annual calendar featuring the most boring people in the U.S. and the U.K. This year's calendar includes a guy in New Mexico who collects gas station memorabilia. It's pretty dull.
Wow.
The founder of the Telegraph Pole Appreciation Society in Wales.
Huh.
A guy who collected 1,100 vintage washing machines.
How?
Where do you even put that?
That's what I'm saying.
A junkyard.
A man in England who's a historian studying manhole covers. What do you study? Manhole covers. And a woman who collects wet floor signs.
Wow.
She collects them. Yeah. Here's a guy talking about it. Let me pull up this clip.
Dullest man, one of the dullest in the world. When I look at the crowd I'm a part of, wow, I'm so impressed with the other folks, the other dull people. Who would ever thought of observing the different patterns on security envelopes? These are some extremely dull people. You need to step back some from that bright, shiny stuff and towards the dullness. And I think the closer you get to dullness, the closer you get to enlightenment.
There you go.
That was real.
How'd we become so dull and pathetic?
Yeah. Have you ever dated a dull person?
No, I haven't. I haven't dated
Marcy?
A dull person.
Have you ever dated a dull person? Because Will's not dull.
No, he's fun. No, I don't think I have. I don't know.
I didn't date a dull guy, but there was a guy. There was a guy that was interested recently that was pretty dull.
Really? What? Yeah. What made him dull?
He didn't dance.
Oh,
he
what?
Said. Yeah. He said, "I don't dance. That's just not something I do." And it's a black guy. Y'all are supposed to be dancing. Okay, but I'm black, by the way, just so y'all know. So it's not weird.
You got more rhythm than us white people. But everybody knows that.
He was like, "I don't dance, and I'm an analytics guy, and I like to do personality tests." And in my brain, I'm like, "Well, gosh. Ain't no you gonna fail the test because you ain't got no personality."
Yeah,
but I didn't see it going anywhere, so I just cut that off right away.
For you.
Oh my lord.
You don't dance? You cannot be with me and not dance.
How do you define a hero?
Someone
you look up to.
Someone who puts the others before themselves.
Risks their life.
Okay. Does this count? A 24-year-old guy in Slovakia walked into a gas station on Tuesday, tried to rob the place. Yeah. He took money from the register, punched an employee, threatened to kill them. Then he walked to an office and back and tried to open the safe. Now, it's not clear if he got the safe open or not, but it was a while before the cops got there, so he could have gotten away. Okay? But during all of this, a 36-year-old woman walked into the store and decided to distract him while the cops until they got there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think she did?
She probably gave him
striptease.
She gave him oral favors.
I knew it. I flippin' knew it.
She started servicing him in the back office while one of the workers called police, and he was still half naked when they showed up.
Naked.
We don't speak Slovak, but she stopped when they busted in and said something like, "Take him away." Local news outlet in Slovakia didn't release the woman's name, thank God. It's not clear why she opted to do what she did, but it worked. And now the guy's in jail. So,
wow.
She's a hero. Let's give her a big round of applause.
I don't know if I can give her that.
No.
We don't need another hero.
Yes.
So would you call her a hero?
No.
She saved those lives.
A lady of the night.
What, and she got
attractive or something.
Well, she got a mouthful.
He made a deposit.
Yeah.
You got one?
I don't have one.
Marcy, got one?
No.
Okay. All right. Are you guys ready to play a game?
Yay!
All right. I got a game for us. Marcy, this is a fun game. You know, Groundhog Day was just the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your favorite Bill Murray movie?
Obviously, Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters?
Mm-hmm. What about Bill? Or something. What's the name?
What's the...
Stripes?
No.
Bob. What about Bob?
What about Bob?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Marcy?
Stripes is good.
I don't know if I've seen many. Probably Ghostbusters.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to tell you a Bill Murray movie, and you tell me, is it really a movie of his or not?
Mm. Okay.
We'll go around the room.
God,
Rock the Casbah. Bill Murray movie or not? Marcy, what do you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
That is correct.
Yay!
St. Vincent. Marcy?
Yes.
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 That is correct.
Yay!
The Scotch Balcony. Mark?
No.
Yes.
Sounds like it should be. Yes.
That is not.
Oh!
Get Low. That's a song. Get Low. Get Low.
Get Low. Get Low.
I don't know.
What do you think, Ro?
No.
Yes.
Mark? No.
It is.
You are doing so good.
Yeah. Mark is winning. Mm-hmm. Give It to Me Straight.
That sounds familiar.
Yes.
I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Is it a Bill Murray movie or not? Laser Man. Pew, 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 pew.
Interform.
Marcy?
No.
Yes. Bro?
I'm going to go yes.
No.
Oh.
It is okay. Not. Not Osmosis so well. Jones. Yes. Yes or no?
Yes.
Bill Murray?
Yes.
Yes.
It is? Yes. Two more. Garfield.
Yes.
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 And what character was he?
Garfield.
He was Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Wild Things. Wild Things.
Oh, that is a movie.
It is a movie.
It's a movie, but no, I'm going to go with no.
I'm going to go yes.
Marcy?
I'll go yes.
It is a Bill Murray movie.
Yay. I think it was, he a, not the lawyer or he something to do with the lawyer?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of Wild Things?
No. Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
No, I've never heard
is
of that.
Is that not the...
That's the two girls.
The girl.
But he wasn't in it.
The crime.
Denise.
Oh, yeah, wait. He was in that movie?
Yeah.
He wasn't in that movie.
Yes, he was.
He was?
Yeah.
Denise.
Bill Murray was in that movie.
Hold on. You know how many times Mark has seen that movie?
He only saw
I've seen it a few
you
times.
You only saw that one part.
He keeps rewinding it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh.
It's on a loop.
Two girls. Well,
at what part of the movie does that happen?
Yeah.
I think it's towards the end.
No, name, like... 17 minutes, 32 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You I see a boob.
No, I can't do that. No.
All right, I got another game for you.
Okay.
Which of these items would you retrieve out of a gross public toilet?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Yes or no answers.
Okay.
Gross public toilet. A cell phone.
No.
Yes.
You wouldn't retrieve your cell phone? You're just going to leave it?
Yes.
No, I would. I would leave it, yeah.
Engagement or a wedding ring? You better be retrieving that.
I would. I would.
I could find a match somewhere. I'll go buy one. Another one.
Kid's favorite toy.
No.
You get a new favorite toy.
One, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, a wallet. Mm.
Yeah.
Money in
I
it?
I would.
Yeah. Probably,
sure.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to get all that stuff redone than just sticking your hand down there.
That's true.
A clutch or a clutch purse.
No.
How is that falling?
Yeah.
You'd just be able to grab that easily.
The handle, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How deep is this toilet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A diamond bracelet worth over $1,000.
Yeah, I would get it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is dumb. An iPad. How's an iPad?
What you, I was about to say, what are you doing with your iPad in there?
A hole in the bottom of the toilet's got to be like
I would
2 feet
just,
wide.
Just off of sheer stupidity. Like,
Or it fell into a an outside toilet.
Ooh, no.
No,
sir.
I've been in.
It's gone.
I've been in some.
That changes everything.
Out. Yeah, no.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Credit cards.
Yeah, I would.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
$200 cash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
A gold cigarette case.
I don't smoke cigarettes.
Ew. No.
But it's gold.
Yeah, no. I'm
yes.
good.
And finally, a flask.
No, you can get a new flask.
It'd be empty by the time it hit the bottom of the toilet anyway.
He said, I already drank it.
So I meant to mention this last week, but you know, I got my gums done. Gum surgery. Like they put gums because I had a receding gum line. So I had to have a graft of gums done. And Marcy, you asked me a couple weeks ago where they came from. And I asked once I had my checkup last week from a dead person. They are donated gums.
They are not.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were donated.
That's weird.
But here, check this out. She goes, they'll go away within 3 to 4 months. Your body absorbs them and you grow new gums. So they will leave your body. But so
that is part of like an organ donor thing, I guess?
Yes.
Huh.
Say hello to Gary.
Hello.
And I said, what part of his body? And she looked at me. She goes, I think you know.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
His gums.
No.
Foreskin?
His balls.
I didn't say that, but...
His butthole. It'd probably be a little darker, though.
Yeah, I didn't say that either, but I will say my breath has not smelled very good for the last 3 weeks.
Hey.
And I have brushed and brushed and used so much mouthwash and chewed so much gum, it smells like a dump.
So you've got an anal cavity.
Good one.
Yeah.
So I got shout out to Busy Bees. I got vegan cupcakes for Ashton's birthday.
Ooh.
That's where I got yours.
Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
No, you didn't.
Well, no, the ones that I included with hers, the blue ones.
I got they were vanilla,
mm-hmm.
but inside they had raspberry. infused with raspberry because she likes that. And the top was just icing that was emerald green because that's her favorite color.
Aww.
Which is funny because May color is emerald green, which is my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I ate them. And the next day when I used my bathroom, my stool was emerald green.
That's, but you called Ashton over, right? To come see.
No.
Did you take a picture?
No.
But my daughter, that night, she is about to get in the tub. She's using the bathroom. She goes, "Dad, come here." I go, "Hold on." She goes, "You got to see this." I stopped. I go, "Is your poo green?" She goes, "How did you know?"
That's funny.
And it wasn't just green. It was green.
That is perfect.
Because of the I guess the...
The dye.
The dye.
Yeah, some of the that is hilarious. Some of the icings on cakes do that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I have more downstairs if you guys want to test it out. Just saying. Valentine's Day is coming up. Marcy, what do you want for Valentine's Day?
Nothing. Not a fan.
Not a fan? Mark, what are you getting your wife? You probably shouldn't say. She will listen.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you this. If I don't get her something, at least a card or something, I don't need to go home.
You're in the doghouse.
Yeah, you better
but
get her something.
Simple things.
Ro, what are you buying yourself, Ro?
I already got my Valentine's gift. It was the tiny hands.
Oh! If you don't follow Ro on social, you need to do that because
hilarious.
She's got some awesome tiny hands. So apparently, we'll spend $165 on Valentine's Day plus six more V-Day stats right here. Men will spend an average of $231, women $101. That's not fair.
That's because we give y'all other things for Valentine's Day.
Well, that's true. It's true.
That's what she said.
Okay. The top five people we're spending on are our significant other or spouse, other family members, our friends, our kids, classmates, and teachers, and even our pets. And around one in seven people will also buy themselves a gift. So
now, is this going to happen? Obviously, the pandemic and everything is going to change that. People being out of work, or is it going to be the same?
Well, I don't know.
That's a good question.
The most popular gifts this year are candy, cards, flowers, and an evening out. But only one in four people are going out this year, which is the lowest ever. 41% of planning are planning a special dinner or celebration at home. 73% of people are celebrating. Who are celebrating thinks it's important to do something on Valentine's Day this year. It is on a Sunday. So, and an annual study on the best cities for Valentine's Day found San Francisco, Honolulu, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, and San Jose, California.
Of course,
Hawaii. Yeah, Hawaii.
The best and worst states for single people. This is for you, Ro.
I need it. Yeah, let's hear it.
Based on the factors, which include gender ratio, online dating opportunities, Fayetteville. Drink prices, restaurant per capita, affordability, online dating safety, and a few COVID restrictions. The top 10 states for single people, visit these states.
Okay.
Florida, Texas, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, New York, Illinois, California, Ohio, Michigan, and you can visit here pretty easy, Missouri. So there you go.
Okay.
The worst states, New Mexico, West Virginia, North Dakota, Hawaii, Mississippi, Alaska, Wyoming, Kentucky, Delaware, and Arkansas.
I knew it.
Why?
Everybody here is married. Everybody here is married with kids. Yep. Like, yeah, I totally get that. That is facts right there.
Yep.
All facts.
Arkansas, one of the worst states for single people.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go, Ro, to XNA and just stand at the bottom of the stairs where the incoming people are, because we did that a couple years ago with NWA Live, and it was just like, good looking dude after a good looking dude coming
but
off.
But if they come in here, they all married.
Right. Well, guess what?
No.
Their wives aren't here.
Oh, no. We can't do that.
Business
I ain't
trips.
No side chick now.
Ro's going to have a kissing booth at the bottom of the escalators now.
Hey, not with COVID. Yeah.
You got your shot.
But we'll have an elbow bump booth.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? There you go.
Or you could ask him.
Do a little handy. Hey, handy thing.
Put my hand up.
Be like, I got my vaccine. Do you?
Do you got it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be a connection.
It could be. Huh. You work in the medical field if he's a doctor.
So do you chat with a lot of guys online?
Yeah, I do. I do.
So not everyone who follows you on social media is someone you want to interact with.
No.
You probably found that out.
Yes, I did.
So this might be useful to you. If you want to shield yourself from creeps like on Instagram, blocking just 8 emojis could help. I guess you can block emojis.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, it's a feature that lets you block comments with certain words and emojis in them. And a woman who tried it said it purged 90% of unwanted comments she got. So the 8 emojis you should block. What do you think, Marcy? What are some emojis?
The hard eyes.
That will send you all the time.
Eggplant.
Eggplant. I was going to say eggplant.
That's number one. That's I send I that to my say. Family all the time.
Yes.
And also the peach.
Yeah, the peach.
Yeah.
The splashing sweat emoji.
Yes, that ain't sweat.
The mouth emoji.
Oh, the tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Three different smiley faces with their tongue hanging out. Yeah. And the drooling smiling face emoji. So if you block those, to do it, just hit the menu button in Instagram, then settings, privacy, comments, and find the option that says manual filter and hide offensive comments.
Wow. This is so cool.
Does it block you from using them?
No, it doesn't block you from using them. It just blocks.
Just for a free feature.
So if a message or a comment comes in that has that, it blocks it.
I love it. So I did not know that.
If you do that, then you'll never get a comment from me. You'll be like, Brock, you haven't reached out. I'm like, I have. Almost every day. Just to let you know that I'm eating eggplant for lunch.
And peaches.
And peaches. Man, that Brock guy loves eggplant and peaches. So this survey here says the average American has 5 expired items stinking up their fridge.
5?
5. Do you have anything?
No.
Every time I cleaned out my fridge the other day, I had something from 2018 in there.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like a hot sauce. Still good.
Oh,
well. Well, yeah. Okay.
It takes an average of 5 weeks of something going bad in our fridge until we smell it. So this didn't smell. I don't have anything like that that smells.
Mm-hmm.
48% of us have thrown out an entire container of leftovers, including the Tupperware, because it was too gross to wash.
Yes. Yeah, I have that. Definitely did that. Yes.
Do you have any gross stuff, Marcy, in your fridge?
No. I mean, I do that, though. I've definitely found some stuff like that. I think at the station, when we cleaned it out, I found molded strawberries in a container.
Oh, my goodness.
And a Tupperware. Yeah.
Oh. Were those yours or mine?
Probably my, I don't know. I've left several things in our fridge.
Yeah.
They're no longer white. They're white fuzz.
Yeah.
They might have a different flavor. Hey, when was the last time you ate Lucky Charms?
It's been years.
Long time.
Mm-hmm. You see the new Lucky Charms that are coming out for St. Patrick's Day? I'll probably buy some for Brimley because she loves Lucky Charms. Well, it turns your milk green.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they did that already.
No, with the
4-leaf clovers?
No, I don't know. But this turns it bright green.
Oh.
So if you like Lucky Charms, it's coming out next month.
You ever see the competition where they do on St. Patrick's Day where they take the Lucky Charms and they pour beer on it?
Oh.
And they do a eating contest.
No.
Of it. Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
It's funny to watch, though.
I bet.
Would you do that? Would you do
no.
it?
No.
No. Ashton? Would you do that?
Who's Ashton? Your girl?
I was thinking about Ashton. Marcy.
Hands on her.
Marcy.
Drink beer with, eat cereal with beer?
Yeah.
No. The beer is actually on the cereal, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do it for fun, not because I like it.
I do it for money, but
I'd do it if I was an alcoholic.
Yeah. Most of these guys were.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So here's another reason why not to bother dieting and just embrace your chubbiness. According to a new study out of the Medical College of Wisconsin, losing weight can make you look much older. Which I saw
disagree.
This. Well, I saw this on a post the other day. Somebody that I know has lost over 100-something pounds, and he looks way older.
Really? Just because his skin's been stretched.
Okay, I understand. Like, he looks like an old man, and he's younger than me.
Oh, God.
We talked about this with Dr. Gentry.
Yeah.
So how do you fix that?
Fillers. Like, get fillers in your face to kind of
did he lose
puff
it
up
at,
your face.
Did he lose the weight pretty quickly, though?
It was through surgery. So.
Yeah, I feel like that may have something to do. If you do it gradually, it probably wouldn't be as devastating. Like, yikes.
Marcy?
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
what?
So a guy tracked his wardrobe for 3 years to find out what you really need. This is a story for you, Aro.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, only buy what you need and love before you buy. Ask yourself if you'll still love the item in 2 months. The goal is to have a closet filled with only your favorite items, which is why my closet is filled with my only favorite items, which Brock? Just happens to be so much. I love everything.
Oh, my God.
Focus on use, not price. Don't buy expensive clothes just because they're expensive. Buy them because you will use them. Mm-hmm. So
that's a good point.
Avoid clothes with limited options, like a bright purple shirt that you'd only wear with a specific pair of pants.
Yeah, that's common sense.
Who cares about that? I got a lot of those. Maximize compatibility. So make sure your stuff is versatile. I can wear this with this. I can wear this with this.
Mm-hmm.
With really expensive stuff, make sure you're truly committed to it. So if you buy a $400 coat and wear it for the next decade, it's really not that expensive.
Right. Okay, yeah.
So ask yourself, will I wear this on a regular basis? Or here's the deal, y'all. Buy it on sale.
Yeah.
If you can.
And take good care of your clothes. So yeah. Set your dresser or closet up so your clothes look good. Know when to let stuff go, and it's okay to have weaknesses so you can buy even the guy behind this one said he calculated he has enough blazers to last 10 years. So do I.
Oh,
wow.
I just I know got,
you do.
We're talking off the air. I got these new shoes on right now. Marcy, I'll show you out.
New shoe goofing.
So they're New Balance.
Okay,
and
cool.
And they're called Minimalist shoes. So they're flat bottoms. For workout, their workout shoes. Dustin is real big on barefoot type shoes because that's how we were meant to walk. So whenever we work out with him and it's leg day, in order to get a better squat or better, you know, so you're not lifting up on your toes, he makes us take off our shoes so it's flat.
Yeah. Mm.
So I found these shoes because there's a few brands that make flat shoes that don't have a, you know, minimal heel drop. So I got these in off of Amazon Prime Wardrobe. Have you heard of this?
I've heard of it.
So Amazon Prime Wardrobe lets you buy stuff. They don't charge you. They let you try it for 7 days. If you don't like it, you ship it back and they don't charge you. So I'm going to keep these. These are cool.
I like that.
But
yeah.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. Amazon Prime. And these, the soles of these are from the same company that made the finger toe shoes.
Oh, okay.
The barefoot shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Except they're not finger toe shoes. Oh. They're not Megan. What's her name?
What?
Megan. We were just talking
Megan
about
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. They're not Megan Foxes.
Was
Marcy, how you feel about the flat shoe thing, like for working out? Because you work out.
I have not gotten into it. At all, but it's for like, what's the specific type of exercise it's meant for? Like probably what he's doing, squats and stuff.
Yeah, leg days is when when we take off our shoes.
I don't know. I do, my leg days are probably much different than a lot of people's. I do more plyometrics than that kind of stuff.
What's plyometrics?
Like doing
sitting down,
jumping squats,
watching TV,
squat, jumping squats.
No, we do that too.
Crisscross.
We do.
Yeah, but I don't. But like, isn't the flat the what she's talking about is more for when you're doing a lot of weight?
No, flat because Dustin, Dr. Dustin is what his name should be. You're meant. We were never meant to wear shoes.
Yes.
Like throughout history,
so.
Mm-hmm. It has screwed up the way we are aligned and our form.
Backs.
Yeah, how our form is. So the flatter you can get it, or if you're barefoot at all, the better it is for your body. It takes some getting used to.
Yeah.
Because your feet aren't used to it. Your body's not used to it. But it helps you, he said in the end. Huh.
How do you feel differently when you do it that way?
I just got them. I have my first workout today. So.
Okay.
But well, I guess I have,
feel.
I have done it with... without shoes, it keeps your form better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it takes some getting used to, though.
I've never done it. Never been interested.
Oh my God. That's what Marcy's. You should see Marcy work out. Her form is bad.
What?
He's never seen me.
Right.
Hey, when was the last time you guys used cash?
I use it all the time.
I've got a little bit.
Yeah.
I haven't used it in a very long time.
So cash was already out way before the pandemic, but now we can ask questions like this. A new survey asked people, when is the last time you remember using cash? And the most common answer is more than a month ago with 32% of the vote. 14% of people use cash within the last month, 27% within the last few weeks, and 23% within the last few days. This isn't that surprising, but the younger someone is, the less likely they are to have cash within the last month.
Oh, I'm
and overall, 79% of people say the pandemic has decreased how often they use cash.
Yeah.
I don't use cash. No. I have cash. I don't use it. I don't like using it.
I don't like using it either.
Because then you get change and you're like, jingle, jangle, change.
That's where you have one of those big moonshine jugs and throw it in
your car.
When I was moving here in my attic, I had one of those yardsticks that you get with margaritas in it that I got in Vegas 2003.
Love it.
Full of coins. Yeah. From 2003.
Oh my God.
No, it wasn't. It was not that big, and most of it was pennies. But it's just been sitting in my attic.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. Ugh.
Rusting and changing colors. And
what are you doing over there, Marcy?
I'm trying to find Amazon Prime wardrobe.
She's already on it.
She's like, on it like doggone it.
I think that means the show is done.
I forgot to, well, you said it. Now it sounds interesting. I got to check it out.
Go ahead.
I forgot to include this in our Hollywood stuff. And now I lost it.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no, here it is. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Tonight, Friday night, 10 o'clock. Did you know that they are airing Framing Britney Spears?
What?
Yeah. You ever heard about this?
No.
It's like a big documentary looking into her whole career and what's going on now.
What is this like with, on?
It's on FX.
Oh.
FX and FX on Hulu too.
Okay.
So 10 o'clock
actually
tonight.
May be pretty interesting. I want to know, like,
yes.
Is she okay? You know,
that's like what they're trying to figure out. It sounds like is looking into everything going on with her right now. And like, who's keeping her cool.
I think it's her sister, right?
No, her dad.
But she don't want her dad to do it. I think.
Right.
But her sister lives in Florida, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, she doesn't even live.
So, Britney Spears' boyfriend is fine, though. Sam, yeah, he is. Mm-hmm.
But might he be a little crazy as well?
Hey, Sam.
Could be.
You listening?
Dustin Williams just posted this on social. He says, in a span of just a few years, our parents go from sex is bad to I want grandkids.
That's pretty good.
Speaking of jokes, we gotta do this real fast or she'll...
Brimley's joke of the day.
She'll kill me, yeah.
Hey, it's Brimley. It's time for your joke of the day. What has 100 heads and 100 tails?
I have no idea.
100 pennies.
Huh? No.
That's pretty good.
The conversations I've been having with Brimley lately about life and everything, so good.
Getting deep.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Our conversation the other day was, I go, are you kind and nice to everybody in your class? Yeah, I said, the key to life is being kind to everybody. I said, because you never know when you're going to be in a situation where the only person that can help you out is that person you were either mean to or kind to. And if you're mean to them and you're falling off a cliff, they'll push you down. If you're nice to them, they'll help you and save your life. She goes, okay. I go, so even if you're not friends with that person, you got to be kind to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should be kind to everybody. Even if you don't like what they do or they're mean to you, I said, there's probably something going on in their life that causes them to be mean to you.
Mm,
so Mark, quit being mean to me, man. This is about you.
Man, I take care of his leaves and his grass. I was like, I don't know how much nicer I can be to you.
Right. Quit being mean to me, bro, Marcy. No, but they got this new girl in school, and she's like, she's not very nice. I go, but be nice to her, because then when she's mean to you and you're overly nice to her, she'll feel bad about being mean to you. Because why is she so nice to me? I'm so mean to her.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're a nice person, Brimley.
Mm-hmm.
So, boom.
I like that. That was a
little life lesson.
You're such a good dad.
All right, before we leave, Mark, you got any last words?
No, I'm good.
We're going to get shot.
Where can we find you if we want to find you?
Everywhere.
Everywhere in NWA, it seems like.
What's your company name?
It's D&D Top Notch Lawn. And
he was really big into Dungeons and Dragons when he came up with that name.
Well, I will tell you this. The name, we kicked around a couple of things and we were, do we really want to call it Double D? And I'm like,
yeah.
So we started to.
And, Dolly Parton.
I was like, nah, pull fast. But no, I do, you know, yards in the summer and spring and then leaves in the fall. That keeps me really busy.
Mm-hmm.
That trailer will hold a lot of leaves.
Mm. You know what I would do? You put all those leaves in the trailer, and as I'm leaving, no pun intended there, I would open up the back door of that trailer, and as I'm going down the highway, just let those leaves out all over everywhere.
You talk about a mess that would cause.
Oh my God, watch out. This guy has leaves going everywhere.
Well, I tell you, it's actually a good workout, and it keeps me in shape a little bit anyway.
Yeah.
So keeps me young.
Ro?
Very cool.
Make sure you go to interform.art, the website.
Okay.
All you creative people who like paint and do videography, that kind of thing, there's our annual coming up. Applications are due February 12th.
Okay.
And you can follow me on Instagram, ro_ontheradio, all one word, which is, I'm not on the radio.
It's a lie.
I couldn't think of another, you know, handle, so I just left it.
What about Row on the Block?
This is
Row. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm just
Row on the Block.
Rolo.
What were you going to say, Mark?
I was going to say, you're kind of on radio still, though. I mean, they're going to have internet radio,
He brought
radio,
me
right?
back we, to life.
Maybe. They're going to try to have internet radio.
Maybe. Possibly.
Brought me back to life.
Yeah. Marcy, what do you got?
This weekend?
No, in life. I don't know.
Oh, in life? What?
She's still on Amazon Prime wardrobe.
Yeah.
I am. Guess what I'm doing tomorrow?
What are you doing?
Boob job?
What am I doing?
Oh.
That's what she said.
Spending too much time with Will. No, I'm taking Drew to Modern Mission for the first time.
Ooh. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah. It's a super fun place. Like, we've been as adults, but mm-hmm. we have a friend here in our neighborhood who is taking her son and invited us to go. Mm-hmm. And I want to have his birthday party there. So this will be his first time. But he's into Fortnite right now.
And he loved the laser tag last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, this is sort of like a real life Fortnite in a way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to do that.
We went and played laser tag last week at Fastlane. And Brimley's freaking out. Dad, you got to stay with me.
Oh,
like, okay, we'll be on a team. Mm-hmm. And then she started shooting me. I go, that's not how it works.
It's not how it works.
But guess what? I won. I beat everybody, including Will. So
Of course.
Well, yes. Get your kids.
He had Jackson.
Get your kids out of the house. That's for sure. Do stuff.
That'd be fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Modern. So I got the Airbnb. Josh has been working on the walkway out on the side of my house, but Ashton and I painted one of the walls in the bedrooms. We tried to cover up some spots, and the paint didn't match because it was older. And so we had to buy some paint. And this was the first time I've ever painted.
Ever?
A wall.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding.
It looks good, though.
How is that possible?
That's a great question. She asked me the same thing. It's because I don't do that.
Wow.
Not his forte.
But it turned out good. Yeah. Everything was good. We didn't make a mess, and worked out.
Nice job.
Believe it or not.
It looks very good. Yeah.
So getting that taken care of. And then one more thing. I've been watching Riverdale. I'm on season 3 right now.
Okay.
That show's so dumb.
I thought you were going to say it's good if you were on season 3.
Now it's season 3, and they're playing this game that's like Dungeons and Dragons. And there's
Not into that.
And they're making it a lot like Stranger Things.
You guys don't do copycats.
They started the season off, and they're going into juniors. They've been sophomores for the first 2 seasons, and they have done so many adult things. Now I'm like, when I was a sophomore, my voice was still changing. I was trying to figure out, what is all this body hair? Who's going to be my girlfriend? Am I going to make A's in this class? No, they're dealing with murders and all this stuff. And you're like, as adults that are relying on them, I'm like, they're freaking 15 years old. I'm not going to them for advice.
No.
They're 15. That's Riverdale. It drives me insane.
You ever watch Yellowstone?
Interesting.
Not yet, no.
I heard it was good.
It is good.
Kevin Costner looks pretty good for his age.
That's a show, though, you do not want to watch with kids.
No, of course not.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so, unless.
But it is very good.
Kevin Costner, the bodyguard.
He's a good actor.
Ever since I found out he liked chocolate, I've been on
You know, Marcy?
On him.
You know what made my heart pitter-patter the other night?
Oh.
What?
Brimley. We're about to go to bed. I said, we got 30 minutes. We can read or do whatever you want. We usually read this Harry Potter book. And she goes, can we watch The Office?
Aww.
And she's never asked. So usually she's like, oh, you're watching The Office. And I go, okay. And we watched The Office for 30 minutes. And she was asking me questions the whole time. She's like, is that Toby? Is that Michael? Is that Dwight? It made my, I wanted to cry.
I know. I'm tearing up right now hearing it.
Get through the whole series. And like, so she loves it and is involved. And then set her up with a phone call from what's his name?
Oh,
your buddy.
Yeah, from Andy.
Yeah, was, Andy.
Yeah. Not
That's
Andy,
so
but
sweet.
What is his name on the show? The boss.
David?
Guy. David Wallace, yeah.
Yeah. Aww.
So, funny story, not talking about reading. So, I've been reading more here lately, and we listened to your podcast the other day. About you reading. It happened on the same day, and my wife had the same exact reaction. Like, you know how to read? I'm like, yeah.
Wow. It's something new I'm trying, but guess what? I've given that up.
I need to read.
You know what?
Didn't work out.
I thought, this isn't for me. This reading thing's not for me. I'm going to listen to books on tape and audio stuff. This reading's not
hilarious.
For me. All right. Another big shout out to everybody who continues to support and listen. We did have a Sam's Furniture gift card up for grabs, $100 one. And we do have a winner. You have been notified. So thank you for listening and actually doing what we told you to do. We get so many people. Hey,
the frustration.
Brock and Marcy, you're gone. What happened? Well, it's been a month and you just now found out.
So you don't listen that often.
And then we say, listen to our podcast. And they're like, what's a podcast? I'm like, how do you find your podcast? And you're like, you follow us on social. You're obviously not reading any of our posts because I post about it all the time.
The frustration.
And you probably even provide the link and everything.
You just click it. You click it and you go. People are like, I don't know how to get to it.
Well, just forget it.
Exactly. Never mind. We don't need you listening.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Big shout out to Marcy for celebrating Ashton's birthday with us last Saturday.
That was
a lot
fun.
Of fun.
Yeah.
And letting me have her husband. That was a lot of fun.
Okay.
That's what she said. And Ashton beat us in Uno twice.
Oh,
yeah.
We did play Uno, didn't we?
The Office Uno.
Okay. So, see, look
at
us.
Fun.
Yeah. We were getting prepared for the movie.
Yeah. You know. Give me stunt doubles.
Yeah. We know how to play that
Draw
game.
Draw four. You lose a turn.
Thank you so much, Interform. You can check that out on social. Mark, thank you so much for finally being able to join us.
Anytime.
It worked out because we were supposed to record yesterday on Thursday, and he's like, I'm busy. Yeah. And you were busy too. So it worked out. Marcy, I love you.
I love you.
She's been doing other stuff today. She looks all professional
over
there. So
that's what the glasses are for.
We'll be back next week. If you want to hear something, please let us know. And next week, we could have another special guest on with us.
Who?
It's a he, and he has not confirmed yet. So,
oh, I know who that is then.
Oh, well.
Well, if you guys need anybody, I'm free. Let me know. I'm good. I'll feel some air, I guess.
That's what she said.
And that's where we end it. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you next week. It's Brock and Marcy.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Brock and Marcy Show. For more episodes, please follow us on any podcast channel, Spotify, Google, iTunes. Like, subscribe, and please leave a review. For any other information, hit up our website, brockandmarcy.com. Plus, follow us on social @BrockandMarcy.